Hello and welcome to The Advance, conversations about news and the Mid-America Union Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. I'm Pablo Colindres, Digital Media Manager at the MAUC. This week, I chat with Jessica Albert, who was featured on our October issue of The Outlook. She discusses Boulder Church University, her work with young adults in the Boulder, Colorado area, and her vision for the future.
My name is Jessica Albert. I am the discipleship pastor at Boulder Adventist Church in Boulder, Colorado, and I work very closely with young adults and with the university students here at Boulder, trying to connect more our church with the school, with the city, and whatnot. So, yeah. Boulder Church University is one of our Bible study classes, or we call it BCU as well. So at Boulder Church, we have church first in the morning, and then we have Sabbath school, but we call them Bible study classes following. So this is one of many different classes. We meet in the sanctuary at our church. It's mainly for university-age students, young professionals, kind of that age group, generation group. We don't cap it off. We don't say no to anybody who's, you know, way older, or sometimes some high school students have come in before. So we're very open to different opinions, different ages, yeah, different stages of life. But it's definitely more so geared towards the university student and the university mind. Our theme is Questions Worth Asking Boulder. We have done 2 months now. We started September 10 was our first class this year. And then we've gone about 2 months. In those 2 months, we did two series. One was a series on equality, and we talked about a few different facets of equality, whether that was workplace equality. We did education equality, immigration equality. And then This last series that we're wrapping up is on health, and the different areas of health and how we see health throughout the Bible. And is health more than just eating right and exercising, but is it more of a state of being? So that's been pretty interesting. But definitely, there's not a huge, you can't solve the world's problems in, you know, a 45-minute class. But we definitely right. try to get people thinking, aware of different questions and issues and things that actually are important and they pertain to your everyday life. Before, I taught a young adult class, and it's kind of grown from that. The pastors and I kind of brought this idea to the table, and Japheth's been a real visionary for that as well, and helping me dream and grow in this class. But we wanted to offer something that was very specific, something that university students at CU Boulder could come to and be interested in.
Yeah, because Boulder's a huge university town, isn't it?
Right. And so we're still doing a lot of work trying to reach out with the school, with the university there. And mm-hmm. so just last week I had a meeting with the VP for Student Affairs, and we've talked some about, you know, some of the issues going on at the university. And so that's probably going to play a little bit into some of the things we discuss in the near future. Big things going on for them. Anxiety. There's actually wait lists for counselors at the university right now because that's become such a huge issue in not only this school, but just in this generation.
Tell me a story about Boulder and you. Like, how did you figure out there were certain needs and all that?
I think what's made me more aware of, like, this need for something like BCU was just getting to know my young adults more and getting to know the questions that they have. Because it's not very common for a university student or someone who's in their early 20s to come and ask to just do Bible studies because, right. you know, at the tip of their fingertips, they can Google this stuff. They can go on Bible websites that will let them look at the Greek and the Hebrew and look at context and, you know, watch sermons and all this. And so they're not necessarily looking to have a class that is just, you know, me telling them information that they've heard or they can look up on their own. They're looking for a place where we can have open, honest, frank conversation about issues that affect them every day. And so, you know, what I've noticed is a lot of young people, especially in Boulder, are very involved and invested in this upcoming election, not only with the president, but with Colorado, with our county. They care about the issues. They care about the environment. They care about workplace equality and the fact that women make less than men. They care about the issues in immigration. And so I've really noticed that this generation asks hard questions because they're realizing that we're going to be the ones that face a lot of this in our professional careers, you know, mm-hmm. in the years to come. And these are things that we're going to be raising families in this world full of issues, in this nation full of issues. We need to have a class where students aren't afraid to ask those hard questions, and to where, as a church community, as a pastor, I'm not afraid to say, hey, those are fantastic questions. And what can we pull from the Bible? What can we see from, you know, the Old Testament, the New Testament, from Jesus's life, from Paul's letters, from prophecy that might be able to help us better understand and better answer these questions? And if we can't answer them, better equip us to at least be aware and have peace and grow personally through these questions.
You touched on what topics you touched on. And like you said at the beginning, you know, you can't solve the world in a conversation. You know, maybe so. I've heard people asking, like, what is, you know, like, why do we even talk about all this? And so what is the point of trying to touch on these issues?
I think just what I've seen, it might just be Boulder, but I think it spreads a little bit further than just our city, is that this generation really does care. I don't think that they are dismissive that Jesus is coming soon. I think they are aware of that. And I think they are aware of the climate of our culture and that it is heading at a very rapidly fast downward spiral. They're aware that this is not only the planet that they live in, this is the country they live in, this is the county they live in, this is the city they live in, this is the church they go to. And they're very proactive about wanting to make a change. The majority of my young adults who are here on a regular basis, they're involved in some kind of leadership or on some kind of team in the church. So they're helping with fellowship lunches. They're on teams for audio, visual. They're teaching in the kids' divisions. Like, they're involved in making this church a place for younger generations because they care and they've seen the need that was lacking for them when they were growing up. And they want to be able to be invested in the good that's still happening.
Hello again, listeners. I wanted to tell you about our weekly newsletter, My Outlook, where you can receive news and inspiration every week right in your inbox. It is free to subscribe, and you can opt out at any time. Sign up now at bit.ly/myoutlook. Thank you.
I think it's not necessarily even getting answers, but I think it's causing us to, first of all, be aware of the issues that are going on. Because, you know, like I said, sometimes there are answers. Sometimes there are concrete things that we can say, like in workplace equality, what are some ways, you know, a question was, what are some ways that in our workplace, in our school place, in our, you know, everyday lives, can we infuse equality into our everyday being? But then there are also questions like privilege equality. Sometimes privilege is just one of those things you have to be aware of. You can't do too much, you know, to change it. You can't make yourself less privileged or make someone more privileged. But it's something good to talk about and be aware of and actually speak out loud to one another and say, I'm aware of the privileges that I have. And because I have this privilege, I'm aware that I can make changes and make this world a better place.
Well, so far, what's been the most interesting topic, according to your group there? Have you heard anything back?
I think what I've heard, so I have a team that I work with of 5 young adults. We meet fairly often, I think a couple times a month, and we discuss what are some of the things we want to talk about? What are some of the questions we want to talk more about that we think we could have a couple more classes on? What are some ways we can make the class better? And the two topics that I think are most well-received and wanting to be talked about more are environmental issues and equality. So things such as like women's equality and, mm-hmm. you know, like race equality and stuff like that. And so equality and environment are the two things that really are pretty important that I've seen
right.
have a lot of positive feedback.
At least for me, my favorite ones were the ones on women equality and immigration. And especially lately here in the church, women's equality has been on the spotlight.
The interesting thing was we talked about women's equality, just gender equality. We talked about that before, but you know what? If I'm being completely honest with you, if I didn't have social media, I don't think I would think that there was a big problem with women in the church. And Boulder's a really wonderful, wonderful place, and I've never felt unequal here.
Mm. Like you said before, the goal of this is about, you know, raising awareness. You know, not getting answers to questions, but just making sure people mm-hmm. know that the questions are there. So where to from here? What's your next couple of topics? What are you expecting?
What we're I met with my team actually last night, which was awesome. And definitely, besides just raising questions and awareness, a key component to this is saying a lot of these questions that we have and a lot of these issues that are arising, you know, you look to Solomon who says, you know, like there's nothing new under the sun, is the fact that we can study the Bible and we can look and use our brains to drive out that there were issues in gender equality in Jesus's time and Old Testament time. There were issues with immigration. There were issues with things such as health, you know, so we right. were able to pull from the Bible and say, hey, like there might be a lot of insight here. And I think that's really important is that we go back to a place where we're looking to God for our answers as well. You know, we run to his word, we run to who he is to find what kind of people we should be when we address these issues. Where to from here? So I met with my team and we discussed keeping things a little more discussion centered because that's where we find a lot of the depth comes from discussion. So we're talking about possibly creating a schedule where most weeks are going to be solely discussion based and we'll have group leaders who kind of help organize that. We'll have an introduction to the topic and a conclusion, but the majority of the time will be spent with a group discussing preset questions and also questions that arise just within the group. Mm-hmm. And then having still when we do bring in speakers, since we do have so much discussion normally, we would have the speakers be able to speak for a longer amount of time. So that gives them a little bit more of a platform to actually explain and extend their mm-hmm. knowledge to us. So we're dabbling with some ways that we can make the most out of asking these questions and what's actually best for the people who attend the class and how are they going to get the most out of it. Something that definitely stood out to me was when I was meeting with my team last night, she actually goes to CU. She is a sophomore there right now. Her name's Emma. And you know, we were talking about, you know, the different things that we can do. And we had, at the very beginning, we talked about a lot of controversial topics. You know, when you talk about things like privilege and gender equality, workplace equality, immigration, those can be hot button topics for a lot of people. I asked if anyone had any questions or anything they wanted to say. And she looked at me and she goes, we're not going to shy away from asking like hard questions. Like the one thing that like, I think it's so important. That's the one thing I need to be talking about. Our church needs to be talking about. And she just had so much passion for not being afraid of people disagreeing, but saying like, these are questions that our generation is asking so frequently. And that really hit me is that it's so important for us as a church to say, hey, our faith, our Bible isn't afraid to ask these questions because we do believe that we serve a God that has the answers. We don't want to be a church that's shy. We want to be able to boldly approach the throne in both prayer, but in also coming to Jesus with our hard questions versus just looking to the world to answer these hard questions because you can tell there's a little bit of chaos in that.
Mm-hmm. Any long-term goals?
maybe don't quote me on this just because, you know, we'll see where it goes. But I would love to continue working with CU because in my meeting with the VP of Student Affairs, she was talking to me about she wants to create a committee and maybe have a few people such as myself and some other religious campus organizations that are looking to help the student body in the ways we see fit. So I think we have the Bible study class, which is really good, and that's going to be a consistent every week thing, would be to start holding BCU events at CU. So renting out maybe a room or something like that and having some kind of like program or something that is specific to, like, if we went to CU and talked about anxiety and we said, you know, like, here are statistics, here are issues going on, here are practical ways to help with that, here are some biblical principles, you know, like, this is a real thing that's been happening, you know, for a long time, and here are, you know, statistics and how it's growing, and what are we going to do to help and to stop that? And so I think that would be really cool, is to start growing it and always have the Bible study class, but say, like, hey, let's do BCU events. Like, let's grow it to something of that extent, I think would be a dream of mine. I would say if someone wanted to do something like this, I would say to really survey your demographic. So for Boulder, we started off with, you know, equality and health and the issues in equality. There, you know, some issues are, you know, they cross over every single border. You know, you think of immigration. We're not the only city or country that deals with that or that has questions about that. But it's to really see what questions your church or your city, you know, has and address those first. Because if everyone just got up there and talked about health, some places would be way more interested than others. Some places would have questions about that. Some places would not really care as much. And so to really see, like, what your students or what your congregation, what your church, what your city, what questions they actually really are looking to ask and talk about, I think is the most important, is to know your demographic, know your people, know your city and the issues going on in your city.
Where can I go listen to the Boulder Church University?
We've been live streaming on Facebook. I believe that also goes to Vimeo, but I'll double check for that and I'll send you a link. Depending on if it becomes more discussion-based, it might not be entirely live stream. We might just do, you know, the intro and conclusion, and we might just start posting the questions we discussed and some of the conversation. There still is that, hey, we're sharing with you what we've been talking about, what we've been learning, but it might just be in a different way than live stream, depending on the amount of discussion. If you go to Facebook and just type in, I believe it's just Boulder Adventist Church, it should pop up.
Okay, perfect.
I think with the exception of one day when it was mainly a discussion class, they should all be up on the timeline.
Cool.
Yeah. Yay. Well, thank you. I'm glad that I could help. Good to talk to you.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Advance. Please join us next time.